Chapter 3, Splish Splash. While the robin ate Kendall took the bird feeder down from its branch. She tossed the bird seed onto the ground for another animal to eat, and she put the water dish at the bottom of the maple tree. Suddenly, with a whoosh, a swing of wings, the robin swept down and sat, sploop, in the dish of water. With happy splish splashes, the robin began to take a bath. Over and over again, the robin dipped its head into the water, fluttered its wings, and wiggled its tail feathers. The water spluttered up around it. Ashlyn Polk, come here. There you, Ashlyn Polk. Kendall. There, you see, Kendall? She said with a smile. The robin is using your gift as a bird bath. A bird bath. I love it, said Emerson. She pretended to be the robin taking a very splishy, splashy bath. She dipped her head, fluttered her arms as if they were wings, and wiggled all over. In fact, Emerson shook and fluttered her arms and legs so much that one of her wellies flew off. Up it went into the air, twisting and turning until it landed with a thud on the roof of the playhouse. Oops, said Emerson, staring at her boot up on the roof. Uh-oh, said Camille, your boot is too high up on the roof for us to get it down. We'll have to ask Aunt Miranda to get it down with a ladder. Don't worry, Emerson, said Ashlyn. Meanwhile, you can borrow one of my wellies that I keep in the playhouse. Thanks, said Emerson. She grinned. Thanks. That's what I get for wearing boots in the bathtub. I was a bird brain in the bird bath.